We hope you missed us.
Well, we are back, and our favourite thing to do is chat. So it only seemed right
that we start a podcast.
Why not? Finishing each other's sentences here. I love
always.
It. We certainly do not claim to be experts on adulting, but who is right? So we're going to be talking through dilemmas, problems, quarter life crisis, as we kind of stumble through this thing called life.
We are here for all of you out there who have no idea what you're doing, just like us, but just winging life.
And hey, who knows? You might pick up some tips and tricks along the way.
So we've got some exciting, familiar faces joining us on our journey. So join our podcast, chat with us, listen to us, and we hope you enjoy. So some of you may or may not know that Chloe turned 30 this week.
I mean, I feel like if you follow me on any form of social media or any of my friends, then you definitely must know. I mean, I absolutely milked it for the last week.
Absolutely. And it's still going on.
Oh, I went for it. Oh, it's still going on. Well, we're going out for a birthday lunch, aren't we, in a few days? Another one. That will be a whole 10 days after I started celebrating.
Like, you are the definition of milking it.
Yeah, no.
So, I want to know, how do you feel now you're 30?
Well, I don't know. There's, like, kind of a few answers to this, isn't there? Because I think, as you know, 6 months... A year ago, if anyone would talk to me about turning 30, like my birthday was coming up, people kept saying to me, what do you want to do? What do you want for your birthday? And, you know, I kept saying to George, my boyfriend, I kept saying to him all the time, like, oh, I was like, I can't talk about it because I'm going to cry. I was really emotional about it. I really didn't want to turn 30. It's like, it's so silly. It's just a number, but it was really, really getting to me. Like, it was getting me down massively. And I know you felt a little bit like that turning 25. And I was like, oh, come on, Courtney, I'm going to be 30.
Do you know, there is such a big stigma about turning 30. Like, I feel like 30 is such like a big age. Not a big age as in you're old, but it's such a stone.
Well, you're leaving like a stone.
No, what is it?
A milestone. It's a stone.
It's a stone.
Okay.
It's a milestone.
I feel like we are going to have a few Courtney-isms along the way. Courtney likes to make up words to songs. She likes to make up her own.
Just people's surnames.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. It's bad. But, you know, I feel like you'll learn that along the way. But, yeah, anyway, 30. Yeah, I just... I think you're leaving your 20s, aren't you? Which is a big thing. You can no longer say, like, oh, I'm in my 20s. And also, I had this big thing that was really playing in my mind that, you know, when you're, like... 18, 19, and people that are a bit older than you are like cool. So people that are in their 20s, they're cool, you know, like, oh yeah, they're a bit older, they're cool. I feel like when you're like 18 and you look at people at 30, you just think, oh no, they're just old.
Yeah,
they're not cool anymore, they're just old. And so it had this big thing in my head that I was, no, you know, like to my little cousins and stuff, like, I'm not cool anymore, I'm just old, like I'm really old to them.
Yeah.
And I had, well, actually me and Courtney publicly about 6 years ago, publicly on national television,
we called someone old. A grandma.
Yeah.
Called someone a grandma who was in their early 30s.
She was 33. And at the time, she seemed really old to us. So we called her a grandma. We called her old. And we really harped on about her age, didn't
and
we?
And I truly believed that she was an old grandma.
Yeah. And then, so then I've put all over my Instagram recently, 30 balloons, like, you know, the milking it birthday thing, like I said, 30 balloons turning 30. And I got lots and lots of comments and lots of DMs saying, do you remember when you said that about so other person?
30 isn't old to us because we are nearing to that age. I still mentally feel like I'm 21.
Oh, same.
I don't feel like I should be 26 years old.
I'd love to be 26 years old. So hold on to that age, honestly.
I need to milk being 20. No, but I feel like the step from 25 to 26 is big.
Yeah, I see what you mean. It's funny, isn't it? Because when you turn, you can't wait to turn 21. Like, you cannot wait. It's amazing. It's the first sort of, well, I guess 18 is a big birthday, but 21 is like the real first big birthday, isn't it? And you can't wait to turn 21. And then as soon as you turn 21, I feel like before then, everything goes really slow. And then all of a sudden life.
Oh my God. Like that. Life goes so quick,
doesn't it? And the numbers just tick up, and then, yeah, all of a sudden you're 30, and
And then you realise what you've achieved, which isn't much. And you feel like at the age, when I was 18, at the age of 25, I was going to be married with 3 kids and a mansion. Oh, and yeah. I'm still living at home with my parents, mm-hmm. in my bedroom at home.
Yeah, no, I mean, well, to be fair, it doesn't matter when you move out, because I was a late bloomer. I only moved out probably a year ago. So I was 29 when I moved out. Or I think I was 28, nearly about to be 29 anyway, irrelevant. But I think that it doesn't matter when you move out. You can be a late bloomer. But I did have it in my head. I was like, I have to be out by 30. I can't have not, like, but where is all this pressure coming from? I was like, I have to buy a property before I'm 30. I have to do it. I have to do it. It's embarrassing if I don't. Like, why is it embarrassing? Who's it embarrassing to? Like, literally all on our own journey. It does not matter. Stay at your parents. Save your money. Who cares?
I know. But it's funny because when I spoke to my sister when she turned 30 and I was like, how do you feel? She was like, Joe, what, I actually feel like my life's just starting.
Yeah.
Like, your life just starts at 30, because people say that you know who you are as a person, like you are like doing more adult things. So you feel like more secure in yourself and relationships and stuff like that, because you're not going to mess around like you did when you're 21.
Yeah. No, I completely agree. I do feel like, as well, I mean, obviously, you've known me for a long time. And only a few years ago, I was so insecure. I had no confidence in myself. I didn't know who I was. I used to cry about it. I used to get myself really, really down about it. And I have to say that, yeah, that is a good thing about getting older, is as the years have gone on, I feel like you've probably noticed a change in me, especially in the sort of last year and a half, 2 years probably.
Yeah, you don't care as much what other people think.
I'm so much more confident in myself. I just think this is me and this is who I am. And if you don't like me, I don't care. Like, I'm more settled in my life. I think when you're like in your 20s, especially your early 20s, you're sort of like frantically running through life, aren't you? Like, what's happening next? Like, everything, you do everything on impulse. I mean, I still act on impulse now, but more so. When I was younger, I used to act on impulse and just do crazy things, behave like a crazy person. Like, and yeah, I feel like you're a lot more settled in your life and who you want to be when you turn 30. But I have to say, moving this on slightly, I obviously had a big 30th birthday party, which I did not want to have. Let me just put that out there. I
feel really?
Like, yeah, I didn't want it. I don't really like a big, like, glitzy glam. I've never had a party in my life.
Don't like glitzy glam, but your dress was like glitz glam.
Well,
max.
This is what I'm getting to.
Your name in lights.
My name in lights, balloons everywhere, flowers.
The cake looked like a wedding cake. That's how big it was.
Yeah, the cake. Maybe that's like some kind of like subconscious thing. Because I'm
next.
Yeah, I'd like a wedding cake. I've not got one, so here's my birthday cake. That looks like a wedding cake. A 3-tier white cake. It was with flowers. Hours on it.
Crazy. Mm. I've never seen anything like it.
I'm sorry, you can hear me slurping. That's horrible. It was quite something. It was a big party, but I didn't actually want to have it. But what I was going to say was, if turning 30 is about organizing things like birthday parties, that was very stressful.
Really?
That was so stressful. I feel like you'd be good at organizing a party though. Your organization skills are way better than mine.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I know what you mean, but I've never actually had to organise a party yet.
Okay.
I normally just ship everyone off to a dinner.
Let's start organising your 30th birthday party then. We've got 3.5 years.
We've got 4 years. Let's not yet.
3.5.
So our subcategory for this is 30, flirty and thriving, or 30, confused and terrified. What category do you fall under?
I feel like I'm somewhere in between there, massively. I mean, 30, flirty and thriving. I'd love to say that, but also 30, confused and terrified, I think is definitely, you start that, all of these, like we talked about a minute ago, like all of these pressures of turning 30, what have I achieved? You start sort of almost like looking back at your life and thinking like, what have I achieved? Have I done enough? Have I got to where I want to be? Like you said, I've thought that at 30 I would be married, in like a big family home, like, and realistically I'm living in a building site because I'm renovating my house right now. Living in a building site, there's no engagement ring.
But I feel like nowadays it does happen so much later.
Yeah.
I feel like there should be less pressure on our parents' years, where they did get married at 22, have kids at 23 and have it all at that.
But do you know what? There's actually something I have to say on this. So I actually think that our generation's divorce rate is going to be a lot lower. And I'll tell you why. Because during our parents' generation, it was very, very normal to get married at like 19, 20, 21, as our parents did. My mum got married at 21, had my brother 2 years later, and then me. She was very young, and like my parents had got a divorce, and like I know yours haven't. Yours are very happily married, you're very lucky. But lots of people's parents got a divorce, and I think it's because it was just the norm to get married like back then at a very young age. And then realistically, if I'd got married at 21, I didn't know what I wanted at 21. I didn't know who I was. I didn't know what I wanted in a relationship. I didn't know what kind of person I wanted.
Imagine
we'd married our first boyfriends.
Oh no, that would have been a year later.
Yeah, there we go. There we go. And my point is now is that, you know, we don't get married so young. We don't have kids so young. We kind of like try out a few relationships before we actually find the one that we lock ourselves in for. And so therefore, surely that means that we will have less divorce, right?
Yeah, well, I should hope so.
I would like to think so. I
guess no one marries to get a divorce. Well, I should hope not anyway. But I feel like people our age, well, our age especially, should stop putting pressure on themselves to get married, have kids young. They should make sure it's right, live their lives, go out, make sure they say that we lived life. Like, we've done Vegas, we've done Ibiza, like, we've done it all.
We've been there, done that. And actually, I still don't want kids yet. I feel like we've done quite a lot, but it's funny. I used to say at 30, I'd like to be pregnant, or I'd like to have a baby by 30. And this was only a few years ago. I would say at 28, I would like a baby at 30. And then as these years have ticked on and now all of a sudden I'm 30, I keep pushing back that number. I'm like, okay, now 33, 34, that's when I'll have a baby. But I'm very aware, obviously, that my internal clock is ticking and I need to get on with it. Like, George is always like, I want 6 kids. I think, wow,
oh my God,
we need to start this going.
I
if you want 6
for
kids,
your Vijay already.
Well, yeah, I'm not having 6. We're not having a football team. No way. That's what he would like.
That is an expensive Disneyland trip, I'll tell you that.
Well, yeah, exactly. No, I don't think we're going to be doing that. But yeah, I just feel like that as you get older, I just keep pushing it back further and further. And don't get me wrong, I really do want a family. I do really want a baby, but I just don't want it yet. Like, I feel like the more of our friends that have children as well, I absolutely love them and I adore them, but I quite like giving them back and being like going home and having a lay-in.
I mean, I've just become an auntie.
Yeah.
And it is so nice. As soon as the baby cries, I give it straight back to my sister.
Well, exactly.
I'm like, you enjoy the crying baby. I enjoy the nice, happy, smiley baby.
Exactly. And if that was yours, you wouldn't be able to do that. So I feel like we need to enjoy not having... And do you know what's funny as well is all of our friends, we've got some friends that definitely say to us, they're like, girls, wait, please just wait. So I'm like trying to take that on board and be like, okay, wait.
Yeah.
And I have enough babies around me now as well, like, almost all of our friends have children.
I know. I've got one big question to ask you.
Go.
Should I be scared to turn 30?
Yes. No. No, I mean, honestly, I do feel a bit more confident in myself. That sort of like happened, but I built it up to be this massive thing and was crying about it a year ago and hated the idea of turning 30. And then it kind of just happens and you're kind of just like, oh, I don't feel any different. I just, you know, it's just another day. It's just another number. So no, not at all. I don't think you should. I can't wait for your 30 though, because then I will not be the only old one. I think that's why it bothered me so much. I think lots of my friends are younger, and also my friends that were in my school year, I'm like the oldest in the school year, which I absolutely loved when we were in school.
Baby.
I loved being the oldest in school. I loved that my birthday was the first.
You drove first. You got to go to clubs first.
Got my ID first. It was really exciting. Got to like buy like a lottery ticket first. Even that was exciting. Like, what's that, 16 or something? But yeah, now then as you get older and you turn 30, you think, oh, I wish my birthday was in July. So I'm kind of like the first one really of like all of our friends and like my friends and stuff. Even my boyfriend, he's a year younger than me. Like, how embarrassing.
That's not embarrassing. You like a younger boy. Sugar mummy.
I actually am. A cougar.
Cougar, that's it.
That's me. My little toy boy. Yeah, so I think even... So that bothered me. That it was the first one. So it felt really like something. Like, oh, okay, I'm old now. And people kept saying to me, do you know what? I'm not sure if this is a good thing or a bad thing. I guess it's a good thing because people thought I was younger. People keep saying to me, can't believe you're turning 30. I didn't even know that. Can't believe
Everyone says you look so much younger than 30.
Everyone says it.
Everyone thinks you're my age, which is a massive... You'd rather that.
I'd much rather that.
You're a massive compliment.
Mm. Well, let's hope the wrinkles don't start creeping in now I'm 30.
There's stuff you could do for that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, true. Might have to start going down that route.
I'll take you with me, honey.
Yeah, talking again about, like, the pressures and all this pressure that we put on top of ourselves. I'm not really sure where it comes from. Does it just come from society or do we do it to ourselves? Social media.
Yeah, it's
people, social media is a big one.
Yeah, I think people automatically think, like, you have to have this when you're this age. You have to have that. You need to be where this is. You need to be where that is. When really, you just go at your own pace.
Yeah. And I know people say it all the time, but it is just so easy to look at social media and to compare your life to somebody else's and to see somebody in a massive house, brand new, all decked out. They've got a dog, like, you know, they've got an amazing car, whatever it may be. And you think, oh, wait, how old are they? Should I be there? Like, it is so easy, but I just think it's just that classic thing, isn't it, that you've got to remember that everyone just puts the good on social media. Like, you just do not know what's behind those pictures. And it's just, someone said to me once, it's like social media, the pictures you put on social media is like a postcard. You show, like, the best bits, 100%. But, like, behind, there could just, anything going on.
You wouldn't upload a picture of you being miserable. Yeah. Some people actually do that.
Yeah, I feel like that's become a thing, hasn't it?
It has some become people more actually
more put normal. A picture of them crying or something. Yeah. Has become more normal, yeah. And I, like, you know, so I get it. It's so easy that I just think that you just can't compare yourself, and it is just okay to be, everyone's on their own timeline. And I know that is, like, quite cheesy.
I know.
But everyone is on their own timeline.
That's like me. I'm on my own timeline, as in the fact, like, my friends are all looking to move out. Like, all you girls, all my, like, my older friends, they're all living with their boyfriends. Yeah. And I'm the only one still living at home. But that's my choice. Like, I want to live at home. And as much as I think, like, oh, like, all my friends are moving out, should I be doing that? Like, I think, should I be doing that because they've done it? But no, I don't want to. So
exactly. Just, I think that you'll know as well, as soon as you want to.
My sisters lived at home till they were, like, in their late 20s.
I mean, like we just said, I was, like, 28 when I moved out, 28, 20, just about to turn 29. Like, there is absolutely nothing wrong living at home. And I loved living at home. I had no problems living at home. Like, it was great for me. So, yeah, I just think, just wait, just relax. Like, whenever it happens, and...
Exactly. Don't compare yourself to stuff that you see online.
Yeah.
And
I feel like...
Right, sum up 30 in 3 words.
Oh, God, can't I just copy
this? I know you're only 2 weeks in, but let's...
2 weeks in? I'm... What day is it today? I'm 5 days in. 6 days in. Wow, I'm so happy you know when my birthday is, Courtney. Have I not done enough celebrations for you to realise?
It felt like it's gone on for a lifetime, I tell you that.
It has, it has. It does feel like it's gone on for 2 weeks, so I'll let you have that.
Thank you.
I know, 6 days in, how would I sum it up in three words? Tiring, because all I've done is celebrate. I feel like I've not been at home ever. I don't know, tiring. I felt very loved. I did feel very loved over my birthday, like, lots of messages, like, you girls all made it really special, and my family made it really special, and lots of, like, surprises and stuff. So I felt very, very loved, which was nice. What's that, 2 words? Loved, tired, and...
You're really selling it to me. You're making me really
Loved is a nice one. I don't know. What's my third one? Hungry. I'm always hungry.
Yeah, but I'm always hungry. Yeah. I'm not 30 yet.
Oh, yeah. Maybe that's just a girl.
Are you excited? Are you excited to see where your life's going to go? Because obviously you're at that age now where you are at the age where you can get married, have kids, and it's not frowned upon.
I mean, I can do that anytime, though. But yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I'm excited. I don't know. I'm excited. I'm going on holiday in November still for my birthday. That was a birthday present. I'm excited for that. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, excited to see where life takes me, but... I don't know.
Cheers to 30.
Cheers to 30. We got there.
We made it.
Yeah. That slurping is disgusting. I'm so sorry. That's so rude, isn't it? I'm going to pour more water in there.
You should be a lady.
I know. Behaving like a toddler.
So, talking of birthday cakes, Chloe and I went to this restaurant yesterday, which was another day for her birthday.
Shock.
Took her out for lunch, I did.
Oh, yeah, she paid and everything. How sweet is that? Yeah. That was really nice. I didn't expect that. Thank you very
necklace.
Much.
And I designed your necklace. Me and Madison designed your necklace.
Which I am wearing right now.
So we went to this restaurant called Ave Maria.
Isn't it Ave Maria?
I don't know.
I think I found that when I did my post last night, like when I tagged the geotag where
it was. I'm good at eating Italian food. I'm not good at pronouncing it.
I'm pretty sure it was Ave Maria. Anyway, it's in Covent Garden.
And the food was incredible, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was insane.
We love an Italian.
Mm-hmm. Carbs.
Love carbs, love pasta.
Carbs upon carbs. We even ordered like a cheeky little table pizza. We all ordered a pasta each and then had like a just a pizza in the middle, just as like our side.
But I feel like you always have to have a table dish.
Yeah.
A dish for the table.
A table pizza,
that's
why not?
That's a known thing, right?
And keep it pretty simple. You can have like just a margarita, especially like in an Italian, just a margarita in the middle. Just to try it. You can't go to an Italian and just eat the pizza or just eat the pasta.
Yeah, you've got to have to
try
everything.
Both. Otherwise you'll never know.
So we had this ice cream dessert, which was a cake of ice cream, and they brought it over the table and it was huge,
absolutely massive.
And at one point I thought, are we gonna have to eat the whole thing? It's huge.
I would have given it a good go.
Well, not after the slot. We ate a sliver, which was like the size of what you'd cut a birthday cake.
Yeah, probably a bit thinner.
And it had chocolate and caramel sauce over.
It was unbelievable. It was so delicious.
But why don't people have ice cream cakes instead of birthday cakes at birthday?
No, I feel like there was a... Well, where I lived, like growing up, I lived in South Woodford anyway. At one point, there was like an ice cream shop, or it was a cake shop or something, and they sold ice cream birthday cakes. And so it was a craze when I was like 8 years old that everybody got an ice cream birthday cake.
I guess it might melt though.
That lasted a year. And then the shop went and nobody ever got one again.
Oh, well, that's really sad.
Yeah. Anyway, ice cream birthday cakes are a thing. They're coming back. It was amazing. It was so nice. But yeah, I think each week we might, basically me and Courtney eat out a lot. If you follow us on social media.
We eat a lot.
We spend all of our money eating out. It's terrible. George is constantly telling me off. He's like, do you know how if you to work out how much money a year you spend on restaurants? I'm like, well, yeah, probably quite a lot. But you know what? I really enjoy it. So we love our food, which I think has come with age as well. I feel like when we were younger, we probably didn't love, like,
no.
We didn't appreciate good food like we do now.
Definitely not.
And we just kind of ate to survive. But now we just like good food, like good wine. We like finding good restaurants. So each week we're going to let you know if we find our good find of the week, basically, our good restaurant. And that's the one this week, Ave Mario in Covent Garden. It was absolutely fantastic.
Was
go hungry because there's lots of food.
And you get filled up so quickly.
Yeah, and it, you know what, it actually wasn't a bad price either for like a central London restaurant.
No, it was pretty good. But then we weren't drinking alcohol. I feel like alcohol always pumps up prices.
Yeah, but I still feel like a pasta dish was only sort of like £13-14, I think, which for London prices, I think that that's quite good. Maybe I'm completely deluded, but I think that that's quite good. So it was really nice. So that's our little restaurant tip of the week.
It is.
Producer Tristan's dilemma this week, who we've gone for, because usually each week we are going to ask the audience and you guys can send us in your like sort of, you know, adulthood dilemmas of a problem or anything that you'd like us to talk through.
It's basically going to be whatever we're going to talk about next week. We'll get your dilemma so we can chat through it and it's on topic for what we're going to talk about that week. So this week's obviously about 30 and like the changes in life and things that annoy you when you're 30 that wouldn't normally annoy you when you're younger. So our question is, does your boyfriend pull his weight around the house?
Wait, I feel like we need to explain this a little bit more. We didn't have a dilemma this week. Usually, like we said, we're going to ask. And so we've asked producer Tristan, who's doing this podcast, we asked him if he had one, but... And he put forward, does your boyfriend do enough around the house?
Which probably means that he doesn't.
Yeah, I feel like Tristan's put this forward to us because clearly he doesn't do enough around the house.
Yeah, a few arguments.
Yeah, clearly there's some arguments going on there. So, anyway, that's your problem, Tristan. I feel like you need to figure that out.
But I can't do it because when I was younger, I used to be so messy, like so messy, and I didn't care. I'd throw everything everywhere. But now everything has its place.
Right, exactly.
Does that happen when you get older? Everything has its place.
Yeah.
Your house is pretty prestige. Pristine?
Pristine. Prestige. That's a new word. Like, we need to write these all down. Pristine.
I have a catalogue of words.
Prestige.
Pristine. I feel like you have everything, something for everything. Like when I went to your flat, the first flat, nothing was out.
Yeah. Well, I think you get sort of some kind of like house pride, don't you? It's yours and you want it all to look nice. But yeah, I feel like boys don't really have the same. I don't know. Sometimes on a Sunday, he will be like, okay, I want to make it look nice. But to be fair, and some people might not like this, I don't have like a conventional job, so I am around during the day a lot more than he is. He has to be at his desk at 6:15 in the morning, and he doesn't get home till 5:30. So I do his washing. I do tidy up the house more than he does, but you know, I kind of feel like I should, because
you're at home.
I'm at home. Like, if I would feel bad him coming home. What? Hold on. That does not excuse him throwing his clothes and just leaving them on the floor and not putting them in the laundry basket.
Right, winds me up.
Doesn't excuse that.
It's the towel.
Oh.
Callum uses the towel.
The wet
throws
towel.
It on the bed. Throws it on the bed.
Yeah.
Put it back on the.
Oh yeah, the
put
wet
it back
towel.
On the rack.
But somehow Georgie's wet towel manages to find its way to our sofa.
No, I can't bear it.
I wake up and it's on the sofa.
I can't bear it.
Honestly, seriously, so I don't know. Please, any boys that listen to this, please explain.
Do you know what else winds me up? So I have like all my hair care products in a drawer. Callum seems to take my hairbrush, take it into the bathroom, leave it in there.
Yeah.
I'm like, but it doesn't stay in there. You put it back in the drawer. He just doesn't understand.
No, he doesn't get it. And then, yeah, and I feel like, and he'll moan at me. If I nag him, he'll moan at me. And I think, no, I just pick out your wet towel. That's all I want you to do. It's not much. I do all his washing. I fold it all up nicely and put it away for him.
That is good. Because I don't think I'll do that when I move out.
It just depends. Well, I feel like when they're really tired and they go to work like 9 to 5, well, 6 to 5, then I sort of let him off a little bit. So I do like the bulk of the tidying. But yes, I expect him to clean up after himself. I don't chase him around the house trying to clean up after him. Like, you know, he can put his plate in the dishwasher. He can put his towel back in the bathroom. The big stuff I do.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, any boys listening, please explain this to me. Is it because your mum's looked after you? I feel like boys are mummied sometimes.
Yeah,
so maybe that's why. So their mums will do everything for them. Yeah, anyway, please let us know. So next week, yeah, we'll have another dilemma.
Yeah, what we'll do is we'll put a question box on our Instagram and we'll love all your questions to come through so we can answer them in our next week's session.
Yeah, yeah, anything that you've got, problem, dilemma, or something you just want to tell us.
Yeah.
Anything
you want us to talk about, anything you want us to have a chat about,
yeah,
and chat with us about.
It can even be about really boring things like taxes and mortgages. Honestly, we will do our best because we have spent years winging it, so we will do our best to answer your questions.
So our last and final segment of the episode, game that we're going to play each week,
because we couldn't go out without playing a game. I feel like it's fun.
It's fun. It's our immaturity of us. It's not even immature, is it?
What, a game?
No. Right, so we have a snack from around the world, which is a delicacy from each country. So this week we have the Philippines, where my uncle has work out there, so he's kindly sent us over some famous snacks of the Philippines, which me and Chloe are going to try.
I mean, some of them look slightly
odd.
Should we get them out?
So we have... Oh, I'll pass them over to you.
Shortbread cookies. I mean, they sound quite nice.
Well, these are cork skin.
No, they sound awful. They look awful as well.
So that is cork skin. We have some sweet chili dills, which I think is little mini fishes.
You can try them.
No, we have to try it together.
Oh, Courtney, that looks disgusting. Sweet chili dillies.
We have some ding-dongs.
And what are they?
We have some ding-dongs, which are snacks with chips and curls. The rest is all in a different language.
Oh, Courtney, these are chili anchovies, dried chili anchovies. So it's literally a full... dried anchovy covered in chili.
Oh my god.
Wow. That's disgusting.
And then there's this one. Where is it? Which looks weird, but I want to try it.
Oh.
Green peas. Like, who the hell? I know we have.
I reckon they're like wasabi peas. Have you ever had wasabi peas in like a bar or a pub or anything? Let's try those first because I like wasabi peas. I mean, they're probably completely different. I used to work in a bar when I was like 17 and they had a jar of wasabi peas. I used to eat them all the time.
Right, so remember, like, we've got to respect the Filipino delicacy because these are their snacks. Like, if they said they didn't like prawn cocktail walkers, I'd be absolutely, like, really upset about it.
Okay. I mean, I wouldn't be offended, though. I might be. So, basically, you're telling me I've got to say that this is nice, no matter what it tastes like.
Should I put a few in my gun, have one, just in case I don't
like it? Be brave.
Smells a bit cheesy.
Maybe they're not wasabi peas.
I hate wasabi, so I hope not. Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, they're actually really nice.
Oh, it's a wasabi pea. It is a wasabi pea. Oh.
Oh.
That was a bit of a letdown. I quite like wasabi peas.
Actually really, really nice.
Okay, I think, you know, we don't need to do all of this. We don't need to try all of it. I do feel like we're going to have to try these dried anchovies.
I'm scared. Okay, let's do it. Crack it open.
No, it looks disgusting. This might stink as
and
well.
And I always ask for anchovies off my Caesar salad.
Me too. I hate them.
And okay. I don't eat spicy foods.
This is going to go down really well then. I cannot wait. Oh no, it looks like a fillet of fish. It's making me feel funny. No, look, that looks like a
fillet. Oh, that's freaking me out.
Oh, it stinks. It smells like, you know, when you go fishing.
No, don't, I feel sick.
It smells like the food.
The maggot.
Mm.
It
looks like something you would feed a reptile.
Right.
That is exactly what it looks like.
Let me take one.
Oh no, Courtney, I'm not sure I can do it.
We've got to do it. We've got to do this each.
Oh, your head's broken off.
Oh, I'm not sure I can do it.
Smell it.
I can see the silver fin.
Smell it.
Oh my god. Oh, I love the wheel.
Whose grand idea was this?
Cheese to Filipino delicacies.
Remember, you can't say it's not nice. You said that we'll offend people.
I'm scared. I'm actually... No, yours is small. Yours is
yeah,
tiny.
I purposely chose a small one. You choose a small one. Okay, so here we go. This is Semgi's sweet chili anchovies.
Cheers.
Are you actually going to eat the whole thing?
Yeah. Go.
I
like it.
It's hard.
Why is it so hard? Why is it so hard?
Oh, it's really spicy as well.
That freaked me out.
Oh, mine's gone down.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it tastes like fish.
So
I can't
fishy.
Swear, beat that out.
It's so fishy. It's so fishy. I can't get rid of it. I can't. I killed my heart.
That was disgusting. Oh, it's all around my mouth.
The end taste was so fishy. I would never pick that up in Waitrose for a snack.
I don't think they sell those in Waitrose.
Well, obviously not there, especially from they're straight from the Philippines.
Okay, so it's safe to say that they are absolutely disgusting. If anyone goes to the Philippines, do not try those.
Yeah,
they
are gross.
Oh, they are so spicy. They honestly, you know when you smell the food that you like feed your fish or that you go fishing with, that it honestly smells like that. Well, she's straight on to the next snack. Wow, you want to try them all?
No, this one I think would be quite nice.
Like pork scratchings?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not sure. Do we have to do any more?
No, this could be our last one. But this is pig skin, like, but what? What's it been done to it?
It's basically a pork scratching, I think, like that you get in the pub. I mean, it looks slightly different. Pork crackling, it says it's. Pork rind.
Okay.
Anyway, let's go.
Sorry to the vegans. Let's go.
That's disgusting as well. That don't taste like pork.
A little bit dry. Oh.
That is disgusting. That is not nice.
No. Not nice texture either.
Okay, so the end of that is that the... Oh, that is disgusting. I'm just trying to talk. Oh.
That's
like skin.
Nice.
Okay, it's the end of that. It's the only ones that were nice from the Philippines. It's the green peas. They were basically just wasabi peas, so it was a bit of a cop-out, but they were nice anyway.
Ugh.
Don't try the anchovies. Absolutely disgusting. And don't try Filipinos? Yeah.
Listen.
Version of pork crackling. Absolutely disgusting.
What are we going to do next week?
Something nice?
No.
I know. I walked past it the other day. There's a shop in Westfield. It's a Japanese shop. It sells all Japanese snacks.
All right, we'll get like the most popular Japanese snacks for next week.
Yeah. I feel like they like Kit Kats. Can we try Kit Kats? Watch a program once. They've got like 30 different varieties of Kit Kat in Japan.
Yeah, but then I always eat Kit Kats. I'm going to eat stuff that I don't want to eat.
I don't want to eat anything disgusting anymore. Okay, anyway, thank you guys. That was a random end to the show. Listen to us eat and squirm and absolutely disgusting. Anyway, but thank you so much for listening and we hope you enjoyed it.
And we will see you next week.
Yeah, we hope you tune in again next week, same time next week.
Mwah.